How serious are the Middle East nations President Obama is relying on in the new fight against ISIS announced this week? Secretary of State John Kerry will hear the enthusiasm or concerns from Turkish officials today in Ankara. Turkey is facing an Islamist hostage crisis, and press reports suggest the government of Turkey wants to keep a low profile against ISIS to avoid being its target. Secretary Kerry has just held 2 days of meetings in Saudi Arabia this week, which has agreed to provide bases for the training of moderate Syrian rebels. But armed to the teeth, might the oil-rich desert nation and longtime U.S. ally do much more here? Joining us now is Ali Al-Ahmed, Saudi scholar and director of the Institute for Gulf Affairs. Welcome, Ali.
Thank you so much for having me.
So just looking at the military materiel that Saudi Arabia has and its proximity to this battle zone here, Saudi Arabia could take the lead. What do you think?
I think they can. However, we have a problem here that the Saudi government has been basically supporting the other side that we are trying to wage a war at. That is where the crux of the issue is to force and change the policy and the behavior of Saudi Arabia and other countries in the alliance, such as Jordan, Kuwait, and Qatar, who have also been playing a role in supporting ISIS and other terrorist groups operating in Iraq and in Syria.
Now, when you say supporting ISIS, is that direct support for the beheaders and the, you know, caliphate that they're talking about? Or is it mostly a battle against the Shiite Alawite Bashar al-Assad in Syria?
They have been supporting these organizations as part of that campaign against the Bashar al-Assad and against of the Iraqi government. And this is nothing new. Not a single armed group in the region operates without state support. And ISIS and al-Nusra and others are supported either by Qatar, Saudi Arabia, Kuwait, and Jordan.
What is the chance that the U.S. would actually take that view publicly and really urge the Saudis to change their policy fundamentally, and the Qataris for that matter?
So far, since September 11 until now, the United States government has failed to hold the real power behind terrorism in the Middle East accountable. And I think these things are easy. You know, if the U.S. can confront Russia and the Chinese, I think they can take on Qatar and Kuwait, at least, if not Saudi Arabia. We compare the size of Al-Qaeda from September 11 until now. We have seen its size multiply by many, many times, and that is the direct result of the failure of the U.S. policy.
Is the Saudi government completely constrained by the traditional Wahhabi conservatives who have such an influence in Saudi Arabia and within the government?
The influence of the Wahhabi religious authority is minimal. The real power lies in the hand of the Saudi monarchy. They can do anything they want. I think the friends of the Saudi monarchy in the U.S. use that as an excuse to absolve the Saudi monarchy from its duties, from its responsibilities to many things, including oppression of women, torture, and other backward policies.
But what confuses me is Osama bin Laden targeted the Saudi royal family in his original al-Qaeda mission. Why wouldn't that opposition to the Saudi royal family continue under ISIS and motivate the Saudis to actually be more aggressive here?
If you look at Syria, for example, you see al-Nusra, which is al-Qaeda original, versus ISIS, and they are being killing each other. They're both from the same ideology, carry the same behavior, and people wonder why. And, you know, the question to us, at least the answer, is very easy, because Saudi Arabia supports ISIS and Qatar supports al-Nusra, and Saudi Arabia and Qatar are at odds since 1995.
So the takeaway here is the Saudis are paying protection money to ISIS to keep ISIS away from Riyadh?
I think the more so they are using ISIS as a proxy to unseat the Iraqi and Syrian governments. If you assess the foreign policy goals of the Saudi government versus the actions of ISIS, you see a direct correlation there.
Ali Al-Ahmed is a Saudi scholar and director of the Institute for Gulf Affairs in Washington, D.C. Thanks so much.
Thank you so much.